Our platform is to encourage dreaming aimed at the social good. And because many people have different things that they want to pursue toward that end, we made it as nonspecific as possible. So the affirmation is that you sort of program yourself with at night before you go to sleep, like an incubation procedure, is tonight I dream the awakened heart. And the awakened heart is the essence within you that strives for the highest good, the expression of every soul to its highest purpose, for its own enlightenment and to contribute to the uplifting of the common good. In the morning, then, we finish the affirmation in our dream work with, "Today I awaken the dreaming heart." And the idea being that we are inspired through our dreams and our intuition and our work with dreams to do something, to take action in the world that contributes toward social good. And those may be small things. They are not necessarily going to be big, major things every day, but bit by bit we contribute to raising consciousness. And this united dreaming, I think, forms a very important field of consciousness. The group that participates in this has experienced group precognitive dreaming, group mutual dreaming, where we share the same dream or dream images, messages to each other in dreams. Again, the cutting edge of dreaming, psychic dreaming, and proactive conscious dreaming.
You know, when I first started doing Coast to Coast years ago, Rosemary, I got one heck of a wacko email. And I know how you inspire. You believe in angels. We've talked to you around Christmas time on angelic things, and we'll probably do that again this year. But this guy was loaded with so much evil, I can't tell you. And he claims that, you know, he was getting his messages from the devil. But the thing that he said that I always remembered was he said, "I'm going to enter everyone's dream state and do all kinds of evil to them." Can people do that?
I think it's possible. I think that each of us has natural barriers that prevent invasion. Otherwise, we'd be bombarded by everybody's thoughts and intentions.
The old computer firewall in our brain, huh?
Right, exactly. That's a very good way of putting it. But it is possible to enter someone else's dreamscape. It's possible to send people messages in dreams. I've done it myself. I've gotten messages in dreams. So could this be used for negative purpose? Well, anything could. And that's the dark side of it. But the positive side of it is that we can use the power of dreaming to eliminate problems, to work against evil, to stop bad things from happening. I believe we have that power, and we are going to learn how to use it. We're going to be thrown into the fire feet first if we don't consciously realize what's going on with global mind. We're going to have to learn by fire and trial. And to a certain extent, I think we already are. But if we make the effort to learn more about it, to engage in it, and start using it in beneficial ways, we'll make that process much easier and much faster and see more benefit.